AP Radio News, I'm Rita Fallwood.
More questions than answers about this, but we are learning that the weapon allegedly used by an undocumented immigrant to kill a woman in San Francisco belonged to a federal agent. We're hearing that from a law enforcement official. Meanwhile, many lawmakers are wondering why the suspect wasn't in jail before this tragedy. Our Jerry Bowlander's in Washington.
The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, found it stunning that a man in the U.S. illegally with multiple felony convictions and an outstanding drug warrant was free to allegedly kill a 32-year-old woman as she walked with her father.
Make any sense to you? Because I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense to the American public.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement official Philip Miller says they did what they could.
Our detainer was not honored.
Who didn't honor it?
San Francisco Sheriff's Department did not honor our detainer that we lodged.
The San Francisco Sheriff says that ICE waited too long to issue an arrest warrant. Jerry Bowlander, Capitol Hill.
Europe has given bankrupt Greece until the end of the day tomorrow to present a detailed financial plan in exchange for loans. Greece put in a request this morning for help. But Prime Minister Tsipras has said his country is getting a tougher deal than other struggling nations before it.
In many European countries, austerity programs have been put into effect. However, nowhere have those programs been so harsh and so long-lasting as in Greece.
Dow futures were down this morning, but separately, and this is not driven by the Greek crisis, Hong Kong's main stock index plummeted. Stocks have been falling in Shanghai for weeks, despite authorities' efforts to stop the slide as well. The South Carolina Senate's already voted to take down the Confederate flag from State House grounds. This morning, the debate begins in the House. This is AP Radio News. There's going to be another Star Wars movie. Really? Here's our Matt Small.
Moviegoers were first introduced to space pirate Han Solo back in 1977.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Played by Harrison Ford, the smuggler-turned-hero also excited fans in the following two films.
You like me because I'm a scoundrel.
And promises to do so again in this December's The Force Awakens, set 30 years following the events in Return of the Jedi. Now Disney says a new movie is in the works, focusing on the character's backstory, set to be released 41 years to the day the original Star Wars premiered. Who will star as Captain Solo in the 2018 film remains unknown. I'm Matt Small.
Walt Disney World is taking down the Bill Cosby statue. It's not saying anything else. Cosby's the subject of sex assault allegations. The statue was being removed after the park closed last night. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.